No savage delight like a goose enabled. A Naruto, an untitled Goose Game crossover fic. Written by Caryantist. Read by Black Glass. My Togai froze at the impatient squall, rising muffled from the large bulge at the chest of his jumpsuit. Guy pressed a hand gently to the lump and shushed the contraband beast underneath. Almost there, my youthful accomplice. The dastardly goose wriggled, and Guy hoped the creature wouldn't bite him again. He'd face far more dangerous foes, of course, but it wasn't pleasant to detach that beak from his arm, and would likely be even less so to loosen it from his neck. Thus encouraged to greater haste, Guy darted a suspicious look around the apartment landing, before ducking out of the stairwell where he crouched, and into the empty hallway. Well, Genma was standing in the doorway of his own apartment, just off the hallway, and he gave Guy and the wriggling lump a long look.
"Genma! My youthful comrade!" Guy greeted him in a loud whisper. "Thank you for keeping watch. Have you seen Kakashi?"
It was a slim hope. Guy wouldn't have sunk to such drastic chicanery and trickery, were his eternal rival responsive to anything less. Genma shook his head and tilted the senbone between his lips toward the end of the hallway. "Still no sign of movement," he said at a normal volume. "And you know it's no problem. Hope whatever that is works." Guy grinned despite his concern for his rival and gave his old Genin teammate a youthful salute before continuing to the last door at the end of the hall. When he reached the correct door and fished the key from his pocket, the goose wriggled harder, like it knew its time had arrived. Guy made sure he was inside the apartment with the door relocked behind him before he dared to unleash his vicious weapon. The goose launched from his grip and landed with a thump and an awkward flap of its wings.
"Guy, whatever the new plan is, it won't work,"
his eternal rival said, his voice muffled.
"Please, just go away."
The goose screamed in triumph at its freedom, giving only a precursory snap at Guy for the entire smuggling experience, before heading right for Kakashi's bedroom, as if it could sense a more vulnerable prey. Kakashi stiffened in surprise at the noise, and started to turn his head from where it was buried in a pillow. But it was already too late. The goose had grabbed hold of his sheets, and pulled them free with an even louder, mocking, "End of story. Thanks for listening."